you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, August 12th, 2025 edition. I want to talk to you about a ballot petition drive that's out there. They're collecting signatures. They want to put rank choice voting, RCV, on the ballot next year. 2026. Folks, this is the worst idea ever. And what I have a real problem with, independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan, mayor of Detroit, Democrat, running as an independent, supports ranked choice voting. As a matter of fact, I believe he's part of the effort that is actually funding this petition drive. Now, why is it bad? Well, I'm going to try to explain it in this segment so you can fully understand it. In a particular race for a particular office, there's five candidates that are listed running in the primary. This would be August of next year. August 4th is going to be the date. The first candidate, A, on the first round of the ballot, gets 22% of the vote. Candidate B gets 13%. Candidate C gets 35%. Candidate D gets 19, and candidate E gets 11. So the person who got the most highest percentage of the votes as their preferred number one candidate, candidate C was listed as number one by 35% of the people voting. Again, if you add up the numbers, 22, 13, 35, 19, and 11, comes to 100% of the vote. But because they didn't get 50% plus one, it goes to a second round. So the worst, lowest candidate, E, who got 11% of the vote, well, his vote getters that voted for him, the people who he got the votes from, they basically get thrown out. In round two of voting, once you throw out candidate E's numbers, you reassign, and this is what happens in round two. Candidate A goes up to 27% from 22%. Candidate B was now the least favored candidate, only got 14%. Candidate C goes from 35% up to 37%. So C, the best candidate in the first round, actually goes up by 2 points in the second round. Candidate D, 22%. So in the second round, you throw out candidate B, those votes, those people, they go away, and then you have a third round. In the third round, candidate A goes up from 27 to 35%, gains 8 points. Meanwhile, the best candidate that started in the first round goes up to 39%. They only increase 2%. Candidate D has the lowest vote totals at 26% and goes away. in the fourth round, candidate A, which started out at 22%, versus candidate C, who got 35%. Candidate A goes all the way up to 51%, and the C candidate, which was leading on the first round, goes up to 48%. So basically, the candidate with only 22% of the vote in the first round ends up winning 51-48. Well, guess what? Candidate A doesn't represent your values, doesn't represent your principles, is not your candidate that you wanted. Only 22 out of 100 people wanted candidate A to win the office. Using rank choice voting, guess what? They win with 51% of the vote. Folks, ranked choice voting has already been rejected in 17 states. Alaska, which used this ranked choice voting a few years ago, has already gotten rid of it because it goes against the will of the people. Perfect example, my wife, Victoria Bishop, who ran for Mantrum County Clerk, had four opponents, just like this illustration. Five of them were running. In the primary, she got 42% of the vote. The others got less. She won the primary. She was going to be the only name on the ballot for the November 5th, 2024 election. Cheryl Guy, the previous clerk for 12 years that screwed up the 2020 election in Antrim County, didn't like the fact that Vicky won and decided to do a writing campaign against her for November. Well, Vicky beat her 62-38 and is now serving as the Antrim County clerk. But ranked choice voting, folks, is out there. People are out there actively trying to get you to sign it and put it on the ballot. Do not sign it. If you see RCV or ranked choice voting anywhere at all on the petition sheet, and they're asking you to sign it to put it on the ballot, tell them simply, no thank you. I'm not interested. We have to make this very difficult for them to get 600,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. Now, it's not to say that this organization is not going to pay professionals to collect signatures. The biggest problem I have with it, and I talked to Vicky about this, she did some research, she dived into it, she told me point blank, the biggest problem she has with it, you can't do a recount and you can't do an audit. There's no way a ranked choice voting election can be recounted or audited. And if that's the case, folks, not interested. Not interested in this in any way, shape, or form. She said they've tried to do audits in other states on elections, and it proved to be impossible. And again, the person on the first round of voting that didn't get the most number of votes ended up winning the election. This is not good. Do not support it. If, again, you are approached by somebody with a clipboard and they mention RCV or ranked choice voting, simply look at them and tell them, stop talking. I'm not interested. Thank you very much. And walk away. This is an absolute disaster. And we do not need it in the state of Michigan. Everybody votes. The person with the most votes wins. And it's game over. That's the way it's always been, and that's the way it needs to stay, in my opinion. Now, if there's somebody out there that disagrees with me, please text me. Come on the show and explain to us why I'm wrong. Explain to me exactly why I'm wrong and why this is not a bad thing for the state of Michigan. I'd be more than happy to have you on the show. I'll be very respectful. I'll listen to your statements, your arguments, your points, and we'll have a conversation about it. Open debate invitation. Willing to do it as a public service? Again, come on the show and let's talk about it. But one last thing. Officer Rick, wouldn't the fact that you cannot do a recount should render RCV unconstitutional? It's not in either the state constitution or the U.S. Constitution, other than what they did here in Michigan under the previous proposal, is promote the vote. Promote the vote, when they got that passed, where basically they wanted to open up and did put in our state constitution, Rick, 9 days of early voting in person, 45 days of advance absentee voting, same day voter registration, no excuse absentee ballot being able to be applied for. When all of that went into our state constitution, they did, for some unbeknown reason, include the language that any elector, any person voting in the state of Michigan, has the right for a statewide office to be able to call for a recount. However, it does not specifically state that all elections must be recountable, which is where the loophole is for this ranked choice voting. My knowledge, I'm not aware of it anywhere in the state constitution or the U.S. Constitution. Rick says one vote per person. Absolutely. And you vote, and whoever gets the majority wins. It's that simple. It can be counted, recounted, and audited. Final segment of hour number two will be right.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Smith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of more text messages coming in during the break regarding ranked choice voting. Randy, not only did Alaska get rid of it, but there is still lawsuits pending there as a result of elections that used this voting system. Now, folks, I got a very simple question. If they tried it in Alaska and it turned out to be a total disaster, the legislature got rid of it. Lawsuits still, according to this text message, ongoing. Why would we want to do that here in the state of Michigan? So if you get approached by an individual who wants you to sign the petition sheet and you say, sorry, I'm not interested, no thank you, and they engage you, well, don't you want fair elections or whatever their comeback is? Isn't this the system that 17 states have already rejected? Didn't Alaska try this and it ended up being a total failure and they got rid of it? If they're going to be out there advocating for something, they should be able to defend what's happened in other locations, other states. They've already tried it and it failed. It was a disaster. So if you ask them that and they don't have an answer for it, then just simply look at them, because they came back and approached you after you said you weren't interested. Then look at them and say, why are you doing this? Are you being paid by somebody? If you're being paid, who's paying you? If you're not being paid, why are you buying what they're selling? I think you should pack it up and go home. Actually, shame on you, because you're pushing something that is not able to be audited and it is not able to be recounted. It would be an absolute nightmare to try to even attempt a recount of an election with five different candidates getting rid of the lowest vote getter on each round of voting. Sorry, not interested. So we'll continue to follow this, see where this goes, but not for me. And again, if you're a supporter of this, you want to come on the show? Come on the show and educate me. Tell me where I'm wrong. I don't believe I am, but maybe you know something that I don't understand. Maybe you have some additional information or details that you can share with us. But I'm not interested personally in signing any petition, and I would ask you to do the same. Now, one of the other things that we've been looking at and following as we go through this budget process, there are groups out there that are calling on folks to call Senate Democrats and to get them to move to get something done on a permanent road funding formula, something that the House wants to do, something the governor says she wants to do. Well, actually, engineering companies, we're going to get into that story. Also, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, quote unquote, deeply concerned by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's conduct, deeply troubling conduct during her investigation. So this is going to be very interesting to go into in the third hour. Also, the case regarding the 2020 Hillsdale County voting tabulator case, it's coming to a close. We'll wrap up the show with that story as well. So again, Michigan News, Michigan Politics, very much on the show today. We're going to get to these stories. We'll move through them, get your thoughts. Again, if you'd like to text me, 231-360-5140. Let me know what you think, and we'll get it into the show here before the end of it. Greatly appreciate you guys being a part of it. Bottom line, these stories all leading to basically what's coming very soon, basically 4 weeks, they will be back in session. 4 weeks from today, we'll get through Labor Day on Monday, September 1st. The following Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that week, they're not in session, scheduled to come back on September the 9th. So we only have 4 weeks left of basically no bills going forward, no votes, but we also are not getting any budget information coming out of the House. We're waiting for that to come out of the House so we can open up the discussion in the month of September. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.